Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
What?
You just scared every listener we had.
What's up, everybody? Sorry about that. We're still ironing out bugs on the show, but pretty soon everything is going to go nice and smooth. I am Big Daddy. This is Big Daddy's Hard Talk Radio. I'm joined with Felicia Brown.
Hi, everyone.
And Faye Jackson.
What's up, everyone?
We're going to be talking some wrestling. We're going to be talking some NBA. NBA season starts tomorrow. And I have Kareem Horton calling in. And he's going to KCW show that's going on this Saturday in Darby at the Darby Rec Center. He's going to be talking about that lineup. And I thought it was cool as hell. Felicia saw it too. I don't think you probably saw it. That Rikishi, who was on the show, actually retweeted the post on his page as far as the show coming up on Saturday. So you don't know how many people saw it when he reposted. So that was cool.
Yeah.
And he also did that on Facebook and as well as Instagram. So I thought that was cool. And, you know, when you scroll through something to see your face on something like, whoa, that's me. And he posted it. So I thought that was cool. But the election is right around the corner. Trump is behind in the polls. And prayerfully, they don't steal this one. Now, he's bitching and whining and complaining that the boxes are rigged and the race is closer than what it is. So he's already starting his, how can I say this, his excuse to why he's going to lose or his,
yep.
You know. Yeah, I said it right that way. His excuse, the reason why he's going to lose. But no, it's not because it's rigged, because you're an asshole. That's why you're losing.
I was just thinking that in my head. Like, you're not going to win because you're an asshole. That's too funny.
It is what it is. It is what it is. Outside of that, Raw last week saw Goldberg. Was that last week with Goldberg?
Yeah.
Goldberg, after 12 years of being out of the WWE and out of wrestling pretty much, he showed up to make his return and accept Brock Lesnar's challenge. So I guess that will be for Survivor Series, Brock versus Goldberg. When it first happened, I'm not going to hold you, I marked out when you know, he walked from the back and the music playing, because they use his original WCW music, and he's stomping to the ring with the hot ass leather coat on, and you know,
and
to respect to everybody else.
Know.
Yeah, the pyrotechnics, and he's standing in the middle of this, the pyro and the smoke coming out of his mouth, and it took me back to when, you know, Russell was at his hottest, when WCW was going head to head with WWE. Then he walks down to the ring, steps up on the stage, steps up the stairs, and he said a curse word, because if you notice, they bleeped it out. I think he said the F word, because they bleeped it out. And he gets to the ring, and then it kind of went downhill from there. And I can't really fault him, because it was emotional for him after all that time being out of the ring, come back to that type of a pop. And the fact that the crowd started chanting, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit, and they didn't bleep none of that out. So I guess you could say shit on TV and not get joked for it. But, you know, it took a while for them to actually calm down enough where he could actually speak. And he kind of stumbled through it. He screwed up the name of the video game that he's supposed to be promoting.
Of course.
Yeah.
So
somebody, they came out. Then he comes down, he starts kissing babies, he picks his son up, takes his son halfway around the ring just to let his son down so his son can run back the other way. Then he kissed a couple other kids, and mm-hmm. it seemed like he didn't want that moment to end. And he didn't even make it all the way up the ramp before they, you know, cut the show total, and then that's how it ended. It was cool to see him back. I don't know how great a shape he's in to actually put on a decent match. He wasn't the greatest wrestler to start with when he was in shape. So now since he's out of shape, I don't know exactly how well he'll do. And Brock Lesnar is in good shape and has had great matches since his return. So I think Brock might get, Goldberg might get thrown around a little bit, maybe dropped on his head. So I hope he's somewhat in shape. I hope he's down there in Florida bumping, running the ropes, doing drills, getting ready for this, because he's probably going main event SummerSlam. Survivor Series. And don't come out and look like shit, because then they'll never invite you back, and it's just going to kill that whole pay-per-view. And on that note, getting off the box, thoughts, ladies?
I thought it was cool that he came out to his original WCW music, but went back with his WWE music, if anybody noticed that.
I noticed that, too.
Yeah. But everybody, we all know that the Lesnar-Goldberg match, it sucked. It was sloppy and, you know, clunky. But
now
I'm
it's
actually,
Lesnar's last match, so he didn't give a, you know, what.
Exactly.
Well, Goldberg didn't help, but I'm actually in favor of it because of, you know, slight nostalgia purposes. So we'll see how it goes. And, I mean, I know Lesnar's going to be on Raw tonight, and I'm sorry, but Raw needs a lot of help. They need any star power they can get right now. Raw is not the A show to me.
Totally agree.
Well,
I told y'all last week
how I felt about Goldberg. Like, he was cool, but, you know, I grew up being a Wolfpack fan, so I was, like, anti-Goldberg to begin with. So, but, you know, it was cool seeing him come back. I think I popped more seeing the New Day being goofy than him walking out with Big E's face and him. I don't even want to say that, but him
cooning
around.
Cooning.
No.
I said it. Big E was cooning. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
But it was cool. And, you know, Goldberg never talked, so I wasn't expecting him to, like, keep the crowd's attention, because all he said was, who's next, or you're next, or I'm next, or they're next, and everybody's next. And then what he say this time, you're last, or my last.
He said, you're next. He said, Lesnar, you're next, and you're last, which.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be either, because let them pull this off and it goes somewhat smooth and it goes pretty good. Trust believe he will be back there getting Mania for one last match.
Oh,
don't think that Vince won't throw enough money down his throat to bring him back for Mania. Don't
oh
think
my
it.
Goodness. No.
If he draws and is a buzz and he does somewhat well, don't think Vince won't throw him no money to come back Mania. And I can tell you exactly what match they'll give him, but I'll hold that. But I can see it. I can see it. Fuck it, I say it. Don't think if they'll make enough money and they bring him back for Mania, you won't see Goldberg versus Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Oh, my.
Don't think
I don't
you won't
think
see
I
it.
I don't think I want to see that.
You'll get the legend versus the legend, the bippity bobbity boo, because you know Goldberg's going to get inducted into the Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah.
It's all set up for it now. They gave him the video game. They brought him back. They're going to induct him. And he's going to do this last WrestleMania against The Undertaker. Give The Undertaker. You know you got to have Undertaker wrestle somebody in WrestleMania. Who's it going to be? Give them all these old geezers. Anyway.
Yeah, and then SmackDown. Whoa.
SmackDown is off the chain.
Yes.
The reason why, in my opinion, the reason why SmackDown is kicking Raw's ass, and I said this before, one, it's only 2 hours. You're not sitting there for 3 hours with a bunch of fluff and garbage. No disrespect to New Day, but every week it's the same shit. No disrespect to Enzo and Cass. Cass, same shit every week. I love seeing Enzo come out with the whole running thing, blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing every week. Where SmackDown, they give you 2 hours, the wrestling is tight. Even the women on SmackDown are having very good matches.
Yeah, they
and you're
are.
In and you're out. It's 2 hours. It starts at 8, end at 10. Boom. Raw to 3 hours. There's drug out, and then the interviews, and it's just too much. And plus, Seth Rollins cannot get himself over
oh
as a face.
Oh, my goodness. No.
And they had to spoon feed Sparkle Crotch to the crowd for them to chant it to Jericho. It's not going to catch. It's not going to catch. All right, I'm off it. Like, what's your opinion on it? Like, I think we all agree on this. If they
that
don't make a change.
That match that happened on SmackDown, I didn't know what to expect, but it kept me at the edge of my seat the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't expect that. I didn't expect the no chin music. Like, I didn't expect none of that.
I think what SmackDown is doing is they're showing how to create stars. And that's what WWE should be doing right now because they have all these young talent. So I don't know why it's so hard for people to get, you know, somewhere on Raw. I guess because it's so packed with so many people. But they kind of created a star in Ellsworth last week.
Yeah.
And I bet you people are going to have some of those shirts this week.
His shirt's already outsold.
Wow. Wow.
Everybody is sold out. Like, that shirt, his shirt with his face, which he is supposed to be sending to me, by the way. I hope he's listening. I still want my shirt. has sold out.
Wow.
Wow. And this is just proof. You never know who you're in the locker room with and how far they will go.
True.
I didn't remember this guy. I knew his face. I knew he looked familiar. But I didn't know that him and I had did shows together until Slim Whiskey brought it to my attention exactly who he was. And I was like, holy crap. I remember that dude. And it just cracks me up. But you never know who you're in the locker room with, and you never know who's going to catch a lightning in that bottle. So if anybody has a listen, continue to go to shows. If you're training and you're trying to make it, you have to continue to push your way through and go to shows.
That's the best thing about wrestling right now. It's like right now. Back like 5 years ago, you knew what the WWE wanted. For the women, you had to be a model or a fitness model. For the men, you had to be basically a steroid freak, but not
player.
Say you were on steroids. Or a football, an ex-football player. Now the game has changed where Styles shouldn't be a heavyweight champion. He's only like maybe 6 foot, but he's a heavyweight champion. James Ellsworth shouldn't even be looked at, but
sure.
He had a main event match and held it. Then you get, you know, they're looking at the indies now. They're looking for people that are building a name for themselves because they see that people are actually paying attention to the indies. People are actually going to these shows and spending the money, and they're backing these wrestlers that are working hard for their craft. So it's anybody's game right now.
Well, and love them or hate them, but we have, I think, a large part of that. We have CM Punk to thank for that. And that's my boy.
And Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, people like Daniel Bryan, CM Punk. Just like you said, AJ Styles, a whole bunch of work in the indies. Even if you look at Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, cats like that, that put their work in the indies and now in WWE. And I think that a lot of it was the fans who finally got behind these guys and that kept telling Vince and Triple H and all these guys, like, look, we're tired of this old crap that you've been feeding us. We want to see some of these guys that could actually wrestle. And I'm glad they went back to the wrestling and got off of, and I'm not putting them down, but the John Cena's, the Roman Reigns, the cookie cutter style wrestler that came through, you know, all these years that they were trying to force down your throat. And it went to the guys who put in that work overseas in the indies, you know, did the Japan, did the Mexico, did all that. And these guys deserve it, and they should be there. And I just hope they still stay with that. The only thing that can mess it up now, and this is something that I've been, you know, putting in the back of my head, but a lot of these guys, when they finally do make it there, than what they, you know, were before. Like, back in the day, like, if you got the ex-football player, he might have been in his mid-20s, maybe late 20s, and then you could train him and bring him up. Y'all keep talking. Hold on a second, all right? Go ahead and talk. I got to do something real quick. Go ahead.
Okay. What he was saying is, you know, they're now looking at these independent wrestlers, and hopefully when they get to the big stage, they don't mess it up. They don't do something goofy and stupid by doing drugs or getting an ego about themselves. They stay humble.
Yeah.
And not even that. I'm back. My youngest son came home for the weekend, and he's on his way back to school, so I just say goodbye to him. Not even that. It's just the age part of it. Because if you look at, like, a lot of guys who's hot now, they're in their mid to late 30s. And every wrestler has an expiration date on them. And they're close to that expiration date. If you look at AJ, he's 39. Kevin Steen is 37. Bobby Roode is 40, and he hasn't even hit the mainstream yet. He's still at NXT. Cesaro is 36. So a lot of these guys are upper age, and your body is not going to be able to put up with that style that much longer. You understand what I'm saying? As far as the 300 days on the road, the rest, the constant wrestling, the constant bumping, the constant training and everything, it's going to be hard to keep up that style. And that's the one good thing about splitting up the brand. At least they don't have to work as hard. Because you don't have to work Monday. Yeah, exactly. You don't have to work Monday, Tuesday, you know, then come home for Wednesday, Thursday, then back on the road, you got to show Friday, Saturday. Like, they can split it up and then rely a little bit more on the NXT cats to fill in the blanks here and there. So you get a little bit more rest, and your body doesn't have to put up with, you know, all that constant stress like it used to. So I apologize for that. Just had to say goodbye to my son, but he's cool.
No problem.
We're going to take our first quick commercial, then we're going to come back, and Kareem Horton should be calling in to talk about the KCW show. And also, Faye is going to talk about her weekend with ECWA. Nobody knows, ECWA has been running since Tom began. This is a very good fan. Not a lot of people have an opportunity to wrestle for them. And Faye, congratulations on that, and I hope you do well with them. But let me take this commercial, and then we'll come back and talk about all that. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 43.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 43. And we have a special guest on the line. What's up, Kareem? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
You're on Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 43, and you got Valicia Brown and Faye Jackson on the line.
Hey.
Okay, guys. Hey, hey, hey.
You ain't shit.
listen to that.
Basically, I wanted to bring you on because you have a huge show going on this Saturday at the Darby Rec Center. KCW makes his makes its return. Show's called Resurrection, and I wanted you to talk about the card, talk about the lineup. The floor is yours, buddy.
Yeah, like I said, like you said, Resurrection. KCW is making its return back to Derby with former WWE superstar and WWE Hall of Fame famer Rikishi. As well as now just added to the card, ECW original, The Sandman. So it should be an interesting show. Plenty of local talent, good local talent. South Philly's finest tag team will be there. Fourth generation super Samoan superstar, Lance Inouye, he'll be there. Obviously, KCW heavyweight champion, Big Daddy.
Yes.
As well as Tag Team Bad Karma. It's just going to be a huge show. So, you know, hopefully no one misses out on this one. And come out, have fun, dress the kids up in their Halloween costumes. you know, participate in the contest, win some prizes, candy bags for everybody. It should be a fun night.
I want some candy. Well, just, you know, everybody, I hope you heard. What's the address to the Darby Rec Center?
The address would be 1020 Ridge Avenue, Darby, Pennsylvania. For those taking public transportation, it's very easy to get to. Transportation, actually from the city, you catch the 11 trolley, run that straight to the Darby Loop, and the rec center is right up the street.
Cool. Thank you. You know, I want to thank you for calling in, buddy. I just wanted you to plug the show. I know you're busy. I know you're on the road. I know you're in Baltimore right now, so I'm not going to hold you. I don't want to keep you, do you distracted because I know you're driving. But I thank you for calling in. I will see you Saturday. And any ladies, you have any questions for Kareem?
I'll see you Saturday.
I'll see you Saturday. For tickets, everybody go to KeystoneWrestlingLLC.com. There are still some ringside seats left. Not too many, but there are still some left. So get them while you can. And I will see everybody Saturday.
You ain't going to see me, but we still going to have a cook-off.
Yeah, bring your A-game.
No, I will. Please believe.
Now, I'm going to just throw this out there real quick. And before I let you go, Kareem, I'm going to throw this out there. Now, I've eaten your cooking, and I've had Faye's cooking. Both of you some bad mama jamma, all right? So whenever y'all have this cook, you know, this cook-off, I want to be one of the judges in that because, you know, I am a foodie. I like eating good food. And Faye can bake her behind off. And, Kareem, you're not a slouch either. But, Faye, I don't know how well, like, you cook, like, fried chicken and soul food and stuff like that. Kareem a bad boy. So that's going to be a – I want to see this go down. So y'all got to set that up.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I'm from Mississippi. I know how to cook anything soul food.
And just because you're from the South don't mean you can cook.
I mean,
oh,
too, I learned from my granny. I've been cooking since I was 8 years old. I know how to cook.
Well, I've seen some pictures, and, you know, I would turn that back to the damn chef and tell him it was low-grade.
You know you're a liar. On the low.
Oh, we just started some stuff in here. We just started some stuff up in here. All right, Kareem, I ain't going to hold you. I'm going to let you go.
He's probably thinking about it right now.
I'll see everybody Saturday. Like I said, KeystoneWrestlingLLC.com for tickets. And we'll see you Saturday.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. All right, let me just throw one correction out there. Big Daddy will be in the house, but Big Daddy will not be wrestling. Big Daddy is officially retired. So anybody that wants to come and see exactly what's going to happen as far as the championship, come on out. You know, I have to forfeit it. But just in case anybody's listening, say, oh, he's supposed to be wrestling. I am not wrestling. I'm just coming to the show to support. Everybody get that? Good. Only reason why I say that, because people want to run their mouths and they say, oh, he's supposed to be wrestling. No. Big Daddy physically cannot do it anymore. I know this. That's why I'm passing it on to people like my son, Faye Jackson, anybody that's going to start training, anybody that's doing it now. I am done and I'm content with being done. Just like we were saying before with commercial break, every wrestler has an expiration date. And even before I retired, my expiration date was already up. So I was some sour milk sitting in that refrigerator for a long time. Now, throw me out. I'm done.
Ew.
Anywho. Faye, ECWA, tell the story. How did it go down? How was the show? How did you do? How was the crowd? Because I know they draw at least 300 a show. So how did it go?
Yeah, it's a huge tournament that started, what, 3 years ago? And yeah, every female that has been a part of this tournament has been, like, done some great things. So I was actually wrestling in PA when I had got the call from Deanna Perrazzo, because she's a part of Women of Honor as well. And unfortunately, Rachel Ellery, she had to pull out for multiple concussions she sustained over this past weekend. And she was coming from Florida, so there's no way you should be coming from Florida and you got a concussion. So they were desperate. And from what Deanna was saying, like, I was like the one person that had to be a part of this. So I thank you wholeheartedly for even thinking about me. And the show was amazing. I wrestled Britt Baker, who, if anybody doesn't know who Britt Baker is, get to know her right now, because she will be in the WWE really soon. I almost guarantee it. She is amazing. She is an amazing person. And like I told other people, if it was one person I had to lose to, I'm glad to lose to her, because she is – our match was amazing. Like, people – didn't want our match to end because we just had so much fun. We went out there and we both just had fun. She wasn't a bad person. I wasn't a bad person. We went out there and we wrestled and we entertained and we had fun. And the show was incredible. Shout out to Deanna once again. She is the only person to win back-to-back tournaments in 20 years. And the only female to do that. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, she's on her way, too. So so people need to go see her as soon as possible, because I'm pretty sure by 2017, she's like probably the beginning of 2017, she's gone. She's going to be in the WWE. But also, Maria Manic was there, who is like a real-life Barbie doll. I love her dearly. Two girls from the South were in the tournament, Asia Pereira and Kiera Hogan. Kiera is young, and she's hungry, so people need to look out for her. She is a black chick with red hair. She says she's the girl on fire, and yes, she is the girl on fire, because she can work her butt off. Karen Q was there, who I've worked with before, and, of course, she's amazing. And Tasha Steele, she's new to the game. She just started training, I'm going to say, like, over a little under a year ago. But she's getting her name out there as well. So it was a great tournament.
Cool. Now, my next question, did you work Nyla Rose this weekend?
Yes, at PCWA. That's who I worked when I had got the call to come to the Super 8 tournament. But I was working her first.
That
match was really good. I like working with Nyla. She's a lot, I would say, softer than I expected. Because I'm thinking she was going to, I'm not going to lie, I thought she was going to kill me. Like, I really did. I thought, like, oh my God, I'm going to be, like, injured. I'm going to have something happen. She's going to kill me. And no, she's amazing. Japan has taught her well.
Cool. All right. Let's take this last commercial break and come back, have a little Sixers talk, and then we'll get into some relationship stuff, and then we'll take this show home. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 43.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 43, with Felicia Brown and Faye Jackson. NBA season starts tomorrow. All the hype, the hoopla, preseason and all, it's going to be over. The Sixers, my favorite team, my heart, my soul. They made their cuts today. So a lot of the guys you've seen playing, as far as in the preseason, was cut. They cut a lot. They cut like five players. So Rashad Holmes did stay on the team. The rookie, the French guy, I cannot pronounce his name for hell, so I'm not going to do it. He stayed on the team. A lot of these guys got cut, but the Sixers deserve the right to their contracts for them to go to the D-League. So the D-League tryouts will start pretty soon in a couple of weeks, and then from on there, the D-League season will start. So I'm personally going to start making trips down to Delaware to see these guys play. I used to go when they first started it, then I kind of fell off, and I really want to start going again, because you get to see the up-and-coming stars in the NBA. And, you know, you get to see where they're going. Or see, you know, and there's more, anybody that hasn't been, it is a fun time to go. Like, if you want to take your kids, because the tickets are really cheap. They have a bunch of things for the kids to do. They even got, like, a playland set up in the right next to the court, so the kids can go over there and jump off of stuff and play with stuff while the game is going on. And then after the game is over, the players come over. You can take pictures, get autographs. Really a fun time. So go check out the D-League. Come check out the Sixers. If you do come check out the Sixers, come say hi to Big Daddy. Felicia Brown will be there. Come say hi to her. Faye be there. Yeah, no.
Faye will be wrestling.
So she won't be there. But come on, say hi. Jahlil Okafor finally played. Huh? What the hell was that?
What?
You know what? You heard it.
Nothing.
Yeah. Anyway, Jahlil Okafor played Saturday, so he's working. What is there, something wrong with my phone line or something?
It's Okafor. Hush, keep going.
Anyway, he's working his way back in. He likes playing next to Embiid. So they're actually friends, and they're working good together. Expect, and I'm saying it now, for Norris Noel to be traded soon, because he is not signing a contract extension. He said he does not want to return, and they're going to trade him while they can still get something for him, because they're not going to let him go without getting anything for him. So that kind of solved one of our problems, because everybody was concerned about, everybody was concerned about how you play all three guys. Well, you don't have to worry about it now, because Norris Noel is going to be gone. So that's the one who got cut. So it is what it is. So any questions, ladies, about that?
No,
I'm excited.
Oh. I mean, that's what you got to do to people. You don't want to be there? Okay, bye.
Pretty much. Pretty much. And that's the way I was when I heard it. I'm like, okay. He wants to go? Deuces. Peace. It is what it is. I appreciate the time he was here. He did hustle. But it's kind of a smack in the face to us, my opinion, because we sat for a whole year while you got your stuff together. And then a year after that, while you started to play and work your way through and the babying of this, that, and the fourth, now since he's getting back to somewhere where he can actually be worth something, he's saying, screw us, screw you, deuces. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. Oh, home opener this Wednesday, 8 o'clock. It's going to be on national TV. So you can expect, if you watch the game, that Big Daddy is going to show his natural black ass. So just know. Anyway, anything else about that, ladies? No?
What, about the Sixers?
About Big Daddy showing his black enough. About the Sixers.
Well, you always do that. That ain't nothing new.
All right. I got two relationship type questions. And one of them is more like just a morality, like kind of ethics type of thing. But I'm going to go with the first one first. Let's just say you and your man are living together. Okay, like, you know, say you live with honey. Felicia, you don't live with your boyfriend, but I know y'all are intimate. So let's just say, you know, y'all come home from work and you catch your mate masturbating. Do you get mad at him? Do you let him finish? Do you help him out? What's your reaction?
Well, first thing I'll do is laugh. And then point my finger. That's just the type of relationship we have. So that's the first thing I'll do. But then I'll help him out afterwards.
Yeah.
After I'm done laughing.
You would laugh at him?
Yes.
That would make him go down.
Probably.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Why would you laugh at him? Why would you laugh at him?
Because it's funny. It's funny that he got caught.
Now, one of them was reversed, and you were masturbating. He came, walked in on you.
He would probably laugh at me. Like I said, that's the type of relationship we have.
Laugh. I'd be a little embarrassed, to be honest with you. Like, oh, you caught me.
Uh-huh.
Then I would hope you wouldn't get mad. But if you're willing to help out, I appreciate that too.
Nah,
actually, that
I would
might
never
be kind of
hot. Why would I get mad?
I know some women that wouldn't get mad.
If anything, they'll kind of just tell me, like, I'm not really doing my job because you need to masturbate. So I need to get
That's
on the
phone. Right. That's not true. That's not true. So let me say this. You could be throwing it at him crazy. But if he get the urge to want to have batting practice by himself, he's going to do it. That's just how men are. So it's not you. Don't ever think it's you. It's just he wants to, I don't know, he's watching a booty video and all of a sudden, you know, he gets urged and there it is. So it ain't you. Men are just horn dogs. And every so often we would have batting practice. It is what it is.
Well, I believe that.
And the other thing, and Valisha, you and I talked about this, but I'm going to throw it out there to Faye and anybody else who's listening.
Yeah, you didn't even get my answer to the first question, but okay.
Right.
I thought you answered.
No. She didn't answer.
All right, my bad. I thought
why
you did. My bad.
Here?
I'm sorry.
Why am I even here?
My fault. I'm sorry. I thought you answered. Go ahead, please.
I would help. Yes. But I would look at it like, he's just warming it up for, you know, he's taking a little test run for the race later.
Take a little test run for the race later. Why gotta be a race?
Okay, then what are we here for? Yes, it's a race. It's the main event, I should say, maybe. You know, you gotta practice before you go to Daytona 500. Oh my God, whatever.
The main event.
My analogy totally went over your head.
I know, I'm messing with you. I apologize. I thought you answered the question. I'm sorry, don't get offended. I thought you answered. The second one. If somebody calls you on the phone and you don't, okay, you see the call come through on your cell phone or whatever, you don't call them right back. Let's just say some hours go past and you finally call them back. Do you think the person is justified to be upset with you because you didn't call them right back?
No. Things happen. People are not always by their phone 24/7. Well, if they were at work or somewhere where they couldn't be at the phone where they could pick it up.
Valisha?
This one I can't answer because I know the reason why you're asking that question. And I totally agree. I mean, anything could be happening. People, if anything, they need to question, you know, are you okay? How come you didn't, you know, answer or whatever? But I don't know.
Now, I could see if it was like a female calling a male or your mate calling you. Like, you know, if Faye or Valisha, you called your mates and they didn't call you right back, then I could understand you being like, okay, is everything okay? Anything, you know, wrong, you know, blah, 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 I hadn't heard from you. I could understand that. But if it's one dude calling another dude and a dude getting upset because you ain't calling right back, that's a bitch move. Men don't do that.
No.
We just don't. And no disrespect to any, you know, anybody that's listening or any dude that I'm tight with or whatever. If I don't call you right back, fuck you. It is what it is.
Nope.
And you get upset, it is what it is. I'm not really a phone person. So I might not feel like talking right at that moment. I'm, like I get told a lot, I'm a people person, but I don't like people. It is what it is. Sometimes I just don't feel like talking. I don't feel like talking that long. And Lord help if you one of them people, like my buddy Rashid, love him to death. If he's listening, don't get offended. Love you, buddy. But anytime you're on the phone with this dude, guaranteed it's an hour. I don't want to talk to no man for an hour on the phone. It is what it is. No. So, yeah, that's where I'm coming from with it. And I just had to get somebody else's opinion about it. Thank you, ladies, for your opinion.
I'm guessing somebody yelled at you.
Got offended and banged the phone on me because I didn't call them right back.
No.
It was still the same day. They called around 3. I called back around 9. So it was the same day. It wasn't like I called them a couple of days later. It wasn't like I called them the next day. It was still the same friggin' day. Got mad and banged the phone on.
They were butt hurt.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, I called you hours ago. What happened? I was like, okay, what'd you want? Nothing. Click. Well, fuck you then.
All right.
Why would you even answer the phone after I called you just to bang the phone on me? You understand what I'm saying? You called me. I called you back. So you answered the phone just to say, I called you. You ain't answered the phone. And you ain't called me back in a while. I'm still click back. It's even more of a bitch move.
Yeah. I never heard of that. Okay.
On that note, anything else, ladies?
No.
What on that?
No, just anything else in general.
Well, I know you're going to be at KCW on Saturday. I wish I could be there, but I'm wrestling for Women of Honor Saturday in Baltimore. We're doing our TV taping. So if you're in the Baltimore area, you can come down because it's going to show on TV again. Yay. We get another episode.
Any last words, Felicia, before we wrap this up?
No. We're going to try to do a Halloween show next week, right?
Yes. Yes,
we
thank
might
you for bringing
that some
up.
Cures.
Yes, we're going to, because, you know, next Monday is Halloween. So,
yep.
People, you know, so the Big Daddy Hard Talk staff is going to send pictures of them dressed up in their Halloween gear, and we're going to put it on our the Totally Driven page. And we're going to talk about funny Halloween stories as far as bad Halloween stories, and we'll talk about, you know, what happened this past weekend as far as the KCW show, as far as honor, and as far as season, because they have another game Saturday, so I'm going to have to go to the Sixers game, leave there, and then go to the KCW show. So it'll be a long-ass day.
Well, me and honey, we're dressing up together. He's dressing up as Tyrone Bigums, and I'm going to be his crackhead girlfriend.
Tyrita?
Yep.
That's going to be funny. That's going to be funny. What you dressing up like, Felicia?
I don't know.
I'm gonna be big.
People like to use Halloween as like, especially females. Like, I want to be a sexy bunny, or I want to be a sexy kitten, or I want to be a sexy nurse. Yeah, I look at Halloween the way Roseanne looked at Halloween. Be creative.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun.
I'm gonna be a pimp. How about that? That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be a pimp. You know, I'm gonna get a big purple suit with a feather in my hat. Anyway, thanks for everybody for listening. Thanks for Kareem Horton to call in. On that note, there's 3 different types of people in the world. Those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Felicia Brown, Faye Jackson, and Big Day that make things happen. God bless you all. Have a good week. See you next week.
Goodbye, everyone.